All right, Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. I love how the Beatles tracks are so short and sweet. They get it all right in there. Well, you probably heard me talking over there. We have a gentleman in Kenai Central right now. His name is Rich, and he's going to be broadcasting the King Cove Rookies versus Kenai Central. Rich, you there?
I am here.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for doing this. We're going to go ahead and let you have at it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Austin. It's my pleasure to be able to cover high school basketball for you here on KSDP, and we are just less than a minute away from game time here as the King Cove Rookies will be challenging the younger girls from Kenai Central High School. Kenai Central is a 4A team, and this group of girls, talking to the coach, is primarily the C team, but some of the girls also swing up to play the JV level, and so it should be a I'm just looking at the two teams. Doesn't look like any big size differences. It should be a pretty good matchup here. It'll be interesting to see. I do understand that King Cove was overplaying at Nikiski yesterday and dropped one to the Nikiski Bulldogs. But that was an unusually low-scoring game for the rookies, as they had just 26 points yesterday. And I noticed, as I looked up the records on maxpreps.com, before that, King Cove was averaging about 73 points per game. So I'm seeing a team that can definitely put some points on the board. The highest this year I'm seeing was against Sand Point on the 1st of February, a 96-61 win. That's a lot of points on the board. So I'm expecting to see some scoring here. It's going to be fun. I haven't seen King Cove play. Tried to learn as much about them as I could. See if they're one of the top 1A teams in the state. Actually, I believe they might be ranked as the top 1A girls team in the state. Well, now the girls are on the court. Starting for King Cove is Chanel Newman, Peyton Kuzikin, Cameron Samuelson, Kaylee Culver, and Rachel Yachmaneff. And we are live with basketball action here as Kenai controls the tip. And this is also the first time I've seen these young Kenai girls play, so it's going to be learning names as I go through it. There we have a turnover, actually a tied ball, as Rachel Yachmaneff gets in there and ties the ball up with Kenai. So it is a turnover, goes over to the rookies. Yachmaneff with the basketball gets to the free throw line, gives it off to Kuzikin. Now inside, shot up, no good. That shot was by Chanel Newman, and Kenai comes away with the rebound, and looked like they had gone out of bounds with it, but they do get a shot off, and the rookies come up with it. That was Culver coming up with that basketball. She gets it off to Yachmaneff. There's about an 18-foot shot from Yachmaneff. It won't go, and a rebound is pulled down by Kenai, but going to be a travel. That was Corey Holmes with the rebound, and then as she was trying to make the outlet pass, she traveled with the basketball. In the game for Kenai is Abby Tuttle, Kelsey Booth, J.C. Ross, Corey Holmes, and Darby Milburn. It is King Cove basketball. King Cove takes down the right side, gets to the baseline, brings it back out. There's an 18-footer. No good. That's a big rebound for Samuelson. And King Cove gets it back out on top, trying to get some offense set up. Kenai in a man-to-man defense. There's a shot up, no good, but a rebound ends up in the hands of Yachmaneff, and her shot won't go. And the rebound for Kenai, quickly down court. Shot up, no good, and rebounded by Newman for the rookies. Newman keeps the dribble, takes it all the way down, and ends up dribbling off the leg of Darby Milburn. It'll be King Cove basketball under their own basket. Looking for the inbounds pass. Ball comes in to Kuzikin. She keeps the dribble, brings it from all the way from the right side over to the left. Gets it into the block, and a shot up is no good for Samuelson. She gets her own rebound and feeds it back out to the top. And that is Kuzikin on top. Now Yachmaneff. And they're going to set things back up as Coach Barker wants to wants to get things organized a little bit. There's a little give-and-go play, and a two-point shot is up and good for Peyton Kuzakin. And we've got the first score of the game, 5:43 remaining in the first quarter, and it's 2-0 King Cove with the advantage. King Cove in a 2-1-2 zone defense. There's a drive and a shot, no good for Kenai, but a rebound and a foul on the putback as Darby Milburn will be headed to the line to shoot two, and that foul goes against Kaylee Culver, her first, and the first team foul, actually the first foul of the game. 5:28 remaining in the first quarter, 2-0 King Cove. First free throw is up and good for Darby Milburn. And now it's 2-1, and Darby has a chance to tie the ball game up here. Looking at that second shot, lets it fly, and nothing but net on that one, and we've got a tie ball game at 2-2. 5:25 remaining in the first quarter. Taking the ball down the court is Newman. She gets it off to Kuzakin. Kuzakin gets to the free throw line. She shot. No good. Rebound goes long and is chased down by Kuzakin. So she gets her own rebound. Now she'll get a 15-footer from the left side. That one won't go either. And ball's knocked loose. Finally ends up back in the hands of the Kenai Cardinals. And taking it towards the basket is Ross. Passing around a bit. Pass over the top. And now picked off by Newman. Newman up ahead to Kuzakin. And layup is good for 2 points. So Kuzakin now has 4 in the game. With nice assist there for Newman. And it's 4-2 King Cove. 4.5 minutes remaining here in this first quarter. Kenai setting up their offense. Playing against this 2-1-2 zone. There's a trap. They get through the trap. Pass along the baseline. There's a shot up by the Cardinals. That was Corey Holmes with the shot. Rebound controlled by the rookies. Kuzakin with the basketball up by the center circle. Gets a screen. Takes it down the left side. Shot up. No good. Rebound for Corey Holmes. Holmes brings it down the court, down the right side from about 8 foot. Her shot doesn't go, and now Kuzakin with the rebound. She leads her player down court. That was Newman she led down court. Newman's layup won't go. We're down to 3:40 remaining in this first quarter. It's 4-2, a two-point advantage for the rookies. Kenai, quick shot up by Kelsey Booth. It won't go. And we are going to have a timeout on the floor. 3:28 remaining in this first quarter. A two-point lead for the King Cove rookies as they are up 4-2. Coach Barker wanting to talk it over with the girls. Just a short timeout. I imagine he also looks at his timeouts here. He just has 7 players in the book with him on this game, so he probably uses some of those timeouts just to make sure his girls can breathe a little bit. Kenai, with a more full roster, they've got 10 in the book, so they can substitute and keep girls fresh a little bit more. In fact, I believe some girls had just checked in. We probably have some new players for Kenai. And actually, they're just waiting to come in now, and there are 2 players coming in, number 12, Addison Matchin, and number 30, that's Bethany Coghill. It's King Cove basketball. Kuzakin with the basketball. She takes it down the right side, gets to about the wing. Now she'll reverse her dribble, gets it into the paint, shot up, and it's good. Peyton Kuzakin has 6 now in the ball game, and King Cove has 6 in the ball game. 3:05 remaining in this first quarter. Handling the basketball for the Cardinals is Corey Holmes. She gets it over to the left side, almost picked off. Back to Corey, now up top, and over to the right wing. Cardinals trying to figure out how to play against this 2-1-2 zone. They're used to seeing a lot of man defense played at the 4A level. King Cove steals the ball. Kuzakin has it. she gives it up, and that was Samuelson got inside, missed the shot. We've got a foul on the rebound. And that foul is going to be on the Cardinals, number 30, Bethany Coghill. That'll be the first foul on the Cardinals. Both teams now with just one foul in the ballgame. And Kinkov will inbound the ball under their own basket. Samuelson with the basketball. She dribbles it up top. Now gets it off to Kuzakin. Kuzakin takes it right. Gets to about the block. Shot up a little short. And the rebound is controlled by Corey Holmes. Seems like I've said that a few times already today. There's a three-point attempt by the Cardinals. Well off the mark. That was Kelsey Booth with that shot. And now Kinkov is going to turn the ball over as it gets away from them and out of bounds. Another substitution for the Cardinals as Patricia Katakutin comes into the ballgame. And Kenai advances the ball slowly up the court. Now into the right corner. It's Morse. Kylie Morse. Ball comes to Morse under the basket now, and she almost loses a handle but chases it down. That 2-on-2 defense is proving difficult for the Cardinals, and there's going to be a turnover as the Kings really set a trap there. And, well, set a trap in two ways. They lure a player on down that right side, and then they trap them there. So a well-executed defense. Minute 35 remaining in the first quarter. 6-2, a four-point lead for the Rookies. Kuzakin with the basketball, gets to the three-point line, passes it off, and that's going to be Rachel Yachmanoff. Shoots about a 19-footer, picks up 2 points, and it's now a six-point game, 8-2. Rookies out in the lead. Katakutin loses the basketball. It's stolen away by Kuzakin. She gives it off to Yachmanoff. That's Rachel out there. Now over to Newman. She drives and is fouled on the drive. That's going to be a foul on Patricia Katakutin. And it'll be Kinkov basket. Ball under their own basket. Ball comes in and gets back to Yachmanoff. I'm sorry. Her shot doesn't go. Kenai comes away with the ball quickly up court. Shot up, wow, a shot from about the block, the left block, maybe a 4 foot, 5 foot shot, missed everything. So here come Kinkov, some full court pressure from the Cardinals, and there's a steal. Coming away with it is Morse gets a shot up. Oh, she's going to make the basket and draw the foul. Didn't think that one was going to go, but she'll have a chance to turn that into a 3-point play. And that foul is going to go against, I believe that was, yes, it was, Rachel Yachmanoff. Her first foul, just a second team foul. Free throw up, and that's good. So Kylie Morris makes it an old-fashioned three-point play, and it's just a three-point game now. 8-5, Rookies in the lead. 30 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Ball gets down the left side and shot up by McKenna Gould now in the game for the Rookies. And Morse comes down the right side. She's stopped. Ball swings around quickly. Pass is tipped and chased down on the far end of the court by the Cardinals. And now this is going to be the end. Oh, my, a three-point just inside a half court, a three-point shot. And that was number 34, Corey Holmes. It was the flattest shot I've ever seen from about 4 feet inside the half-court line. But we have a tie ball game at 8-8 as we end the first quarter. Quarter of play. This is high school basketball on KSDP. Like to thank Peninsula Airways, Tel Alaska, and Schumigan Corporation for sponsoring high school basketball on KSDP. And this is Rich Bartolowitz here at Kenai High School as your King Cove rookies take on the younger girls from the Kenai Central High School. It's always nice to see the different teams. I used to coach at the, well, they're 1A now, but the 2A level, the Nilchik High School, and it was always nice getting to see the different styles of play from different areas. One thing I noticed when I moved to coaching 4A, we didn't see many zone defenses, and that was a big change. That's something that the Kenai girls aren't as used to seeing, are the zone defenses. So this zone by King Cove is definitely throwing a little monkey wrench in the Cardinals game. Starting the second quarter, it is Cardinals basketball. We'll see how they adjust. Oh, there's a steal, almost a steal. Ball in the corner. Trap. Now there's a steal as Kuzikin comes up with it. She gets it ahead to Newman. And now back up top to Kuzikin. Kuzikin takes down the right side. Gets it to Yachmaneff. Back to Kuzikin. Kuzikin takes it to the left side now, and she'll be fouled as she's driving around the paint. And that foul is going to be on number 34, Corey Holmes. That's her first foul. Third team foul in the half for the Cardinals. Cardinals with three fouls. The rookies with just two. Tie ball game, 8-8. 7:27 remaining in this second quarter. Ball knocked loose but recovered by the rookies. Gets inside to Yachmaneff. Shot up, won't go. Rebound, though, and a putback won't go for Culver. And we're going to have just out of bounds. Ball ended up out of bounds off of the Cardinals, so it's still the rookies' basketball. Culver gets it into Kuzikin. But now it's over to Kuzikin. Takes it to right. Now she drives left hand. Kuzikin, left side, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound, last touched by the Cardinals. It will once again be rookies basketball. Under their own basket, it's Culver to inbounds the ball. Box formation, and the ball is tipped right back out of bounds. Down to 6:58 remaining in the first half. Culver looking for the pass. Comes in to Yachmaneff. Rachel gives it over to Kuzikin. She starts right. Takes down the right side this time. Drives across the baseline. And ball is touched by Corey Holmes and it goes off the leg of Kuzikin. So a turnover there. And the Cardinals will come back on the offensive. Tie ball game, 8-8. 6:38 remaining in the second quarter. And there's a block inside as Culver makes the block. She'll give it off to Gould. Full court, man-to-man pressure by the Cardinals. And they get through it, and now Gould has the layup. She can't get the shot to drop, though. Rebound for Culver. And the ball to Rachel. Back to Kuzikin. She's got the 16-footer from the left side. It won't go. Ball gets bobbled around on the rebound, and we're going to have a foul. And this foul is going to be on the Cardinals. The second foul for Bethany Coghill. A couple substitutions for the Cardinals. Maddie George and Abby Tuttle come into the game, as Corey Holmes and Patricia Katakutin leave the court. King Cove with the basketball. Gets loose for a second, but it's chased down by Newman. Newman takes a 10-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by the Cardinals. They get the ball off to Kylie Morse. And ball now stolen away by King Cove. King Cove, it's Kuzikin. She shoots the three. Off the mark, a little off to the right. and a rebound by the Cardinals. And pass is stopped by Culver as the Cardinals try passing under the basket. Culver gets in the passing lane, knocks it out of bounds. It will be Cardinal basketball under their own basket. Cardinals, box formation. Not much going to open up against that zone, and the inbounds pass is stolen away. Newman now with the basketball. She gets it up ahead to Kuzikin. Kuzikin takes it down the right side. She'll pull it out. She's at the center circle. Now she takes it down the left, gets just inside the free throw line area. About a 12-footer. It won't go. King Cove having a hard time getting that ball to drop through the hole. They're getting some nice looks at the basket, just having a tough time making the shot. There's going to be a steal. Good hustle by Kuzikin. She gets on the floor, gets the ball off to Yachmaneff. Now Newman takes it down the right side. Can't get the shot off, but she'll be fouled. That foul is going to be on number 12, Addison Matchin, her first. Now five fouls on the Cardinals. Substitution for the Cardinals as Kelsey Booth checks in, and also for the rookies as I think that was Samuelson that went back into the game and Gould coming to the sideline. Shot from the right elbow from Newman won't go. Again, the rookies are getting some good looks at the basket. They're just not getting that ball to fall through the hole. Our score is still 8-8. Neither team has scored yet in this second quarter, 4:28 remaining in the second quarter. A buzzer-beating three-pointer by Corey Holmes tied the ball game up at the end of the first quarter. Now there's a three-point attempt from Peyton Kuzikin, and nothing but net on that one. And it's 11-8, a three-point lead for the rookies. Down the other way, a little bit out-of-control drive doesn't go for the Cardinals, and the rookies are quickly back on it. Kuzikin walks up to the three-point line. Nobody respected that shot. She didn't make it, but I've got a feeling that the Kenai coach is going to be telling her players, hey, you know, you probably don't want her out there shooting three-pointers. She definitely looked like she felt that one. Didn't get it, but it was right there. 11-8, the rookies up by three. 3:45 remaining here in this first half of play. Cardinals get the shot off. It won't go. Rebound controlled by the Cardinals. They swing it around, and Kylie Morse with the basketball. Now they're out top. Now ball stolen away, and we're going to have a foul as the Cardinals try to get it back. And that foul is going to be assigned, let's see, they're saying 21, but I'm not seeing a number 21. Maybe that was number 12. Looks like they're going to change that for us. I'll get you who committed the foul here in just a bit. Or maybe they're not going to fix it. Either way, next foul on the Cardinals will be a bonus foul. Kuzikin gets inside, shot up, won't go. Rebounds. Ends up out of bounds, last touched by Newman. Another substitution for the rookies as Gould checks into the game. And coming out is Culver. And ball stolen away. Kuzikin with the steal. She'll slow it down, wait for the team. Good job by the Cardinal player trying to get in front of her. Kuzikin takes it right. Picks up her dribble on the right wing. Ball gets loose. Newman chases it down, saves it, and Kuzikin is there to pick it up. Kuzikin at the center circle. Man-to-man defense from the Cardinals. Ball gets inside to Gould, and now back outside to Yachmaneff. to the free throw line, and Newman won't get her shot to go. Rebound controlled by the Cardinals. 2:25 remaining in this first half. Still a three-point lead for the rookies. It's 11-8. Almost shortened that lead. Abby Tuttle put one in and out of the rim. Now the rookies headed the other way. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. And that foul is going to be on Kylie Morse, her first, team seventh, and at the line shooting the 1-1 will be McKenna Gould. Actually, it's going to be shooting two. First free throw, no good. Lining up for her second shot. And that was good. Just the first free throw shot by the rookies in this game. So there's a point for Gould. Now there's going to be a foul on Peyton Kuzikin as she gets a little bit aggressive, trying to put on some full court pressure. Be Kenai basketball. 2:05 remaining in the first half. 12-8. A three-point attempt by the Cardinals won't go, but they do manage to control the rebound. Now an 18-footer. That one's going to go for Abby Tuttle. That was a good-looking shot. And it's back to a two-point game, 12-10, with 2:05. And the clock's not running, but there, now it started again. And the Cardinals have the basketball as they bring it up the court. We had a little dead time there on the clock, down to a minute 50 remaining on the clock here in the first half. And that's going to be a traveling violation on the Cardinals as Kylie Morse was open for the three-pointer but took a couple steps trying to get her position for the shot. Minute 47 remaining on the clock. And coming hard at the basket is Kuzikin. She gets it over to Samuelson. Her shot won't go, but she gets her own rebound. And back up top to Kuzikin. Down the right side, shot up. Oh, in and out. I think she touched every bit of that rim before it came back out. One of those shots, it's always kind of amazing how they can be inside the rim that long and then come back out. Cardinals on the attack. Matchin looks at the three-pointer, decides against it. Now a baseline drive and an attempted reverse layup won't work for the Cardinals. And they're going to bring it back out on top. Again, that zone defense, there's a trap on the baseline, and ball stolen away. It's Yachmaneth comes up with it. We're under a minute left in this first half. 12-10 is your score, a two-point advantage for the King Cove rookies. You're listening to high school basketball on KSDP. Yachmaneth gets it inside, shot up. No, she can't get it. She gets her own rebound. Put back won't go. And it's going to be out of bounds on the rebound. Last touched by the Cardinals. Coming back into the game for the Cardinals is Corey Holmes as Abby Tuttle comes out of the game. Yachmaneth looking for the inbounds pass. Brings it in to Kuzikin. Kuzikin down the left side, gets to the block, kicks it back up top to Newman. Her pass inside won't go, but it's last touched by the Cardinals and then out of bounds. Back over to King Cove. Rachel Yachmaneth steps out to find the inbounds pass, gets it into Newman. She takes it up to the free throw line, now to Kuzikin. 12-10, 20 seconds remaining in this first half. Kuzikin down the left side, ball gets loose. She chases it down. It's being fought for, and the Cardinals come away with it. Nice hustle by Corey Holmes coming up with that basketball. They bring it down the right side and get it inside, shot up, no good, and the rookies come away with it, and that's going to be the end of our first half of play. The halftime score, 12 points for the King Cove rookies, 10 points for the Kenai Cardinals. So it is a tight basketball game here. Neither team having a great time scoring in that second quarter. Just 2 points in the quarter for the Cardinals and 4 points for the rookies. Of course, in the first quarter, the rookies had their 8 points and the Cardinals had 8 points. So we started out with a tie game. Now we're just 2 point different. Good basketball game so far as the evenness of the play. If King Cove can get their shots to start dropping, they're getting a lot of nice looks from the elbows, from that 12 to 15 foot range. I have a feeling they're used to making those shots, but they're having a tough time getting them to drop today. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSDP. I think we'll send it back to the studio and let Austin take over and have a little halftime break. All right. Well, hey, we're staying live here. That's some good music. I hate interrupting music like that. But we've got another half basketball game here at Kenai Central High School coming up. It is halftime, but the teams are getting ready to start up here for the second half. The score is 12 for the King Cove Rookies and 10 for the Kenai Cardinals. At the end of one quarter of play, it was 8-8, and both teams having a tough time finding the basket in that second quarter. Just looking at the scoring real quickly for the two teams. For McKenna Gould, 1 point. She hit a free throw there in the second quarter. 9 points for Peyton Kuzikin and 2 points for Rachel Yachmaneff. Over on the Kenai side of the book, we've got 2 points for Abby Tuttle, 3 points for Kylie Morse as she converted a three-point play. Corey Holmes put in the three-point shot, and 2 points, two free throws for Darby Milbourne. And we are ready for second-half action here. Starting the second half, it will be Rookies basketball. Inbounds the ball is Rachel Yachmaneff. Looks like we're going to have some tight pressure put on by the Cardinals. And the game is live, and taking it down the left side is Chanel Newman, and she's just going to take it in and put 2 points on the board. So while the third quarter was tough, now it's quick 2 points for the Rookies, and now the Rookies will steal away that inbounds pass, and it's 14-10 with 3:35 remaining. Kuzikin brings it inside, gets it off to Samuelson, and she's going to put two in with a nice assist from Kuzikin. So right there, after scoring just 4 points in a quarter, we've got 4 points in about 35 seconds for the Rookies. It's 16-10, a six-point lead now for King Cove. Cardinals with the basketball. There's a shot inside. It won't go, and a rebound for Yachmaneff. She'll bring it up the right side. Now she'll give it off to Peyton Kuzikin. Kuzikin takes it into the paint. And going to be a pass. It's going to be called a kick. It really wasn't a kick. It was just passed into somebody's foot. Substitution for the Cardinals as Bethany Coghill will come into the game. Coming to the sideline is Abby Tuttle. King Cove gets the ball in. Yachmaneff will pick it up off the floor. And gets it to Kuzikin. Now into the corner, Newman. Ball knocked away and finally controlled by the Cardinals. With the basketball is Holmes. And now stolen away by Newman. Newman, she's going to slow it down and gives it off to Gould. She's going to be fouled. And that foul is going to be on Corey Holmes. That's her second foul. First team foul in the second half. 6:31 remaining in the third quarter. 6 point lead for the Rookies. Ball comes in and is given right back to Yachmaneff. Now off to Newman. She'll bring it back to the right side and give it to Kuzikin, who takes it up to the center circle to get things set up. Kuzikin. King Cove team certainly showing good discipline. Kuzikin, 15-footer down from the left side, and she'll knock that one in. And 6 points now for the Rookies. And there's a steal on the inbounds pass. Shot won't go. Rebound for the Cardinals. And now they'll get it across the half-court line with a quick pass. And now it's stolen away again. And we're going to have a foul. And that's going to be against Darby Milbourne. Her first. Second team foul for the Cardinals. Substitution for the Cardinals as Kylie Morse will come back into the game. And coming out is Bethany Coghill. It's 18-10, an 8-point lead for the Rookies. 6:05 remaining in the third quarter. King Cove basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSDP in Sandpoint. Ball knocked loose. It'll be last touched by the Cardinals as it goes out of bounds. Thanks to our sponsors, Telalaska, Schumigan Corporation, and Peninsula Airways, sponsoring High School Basketball on KSDP. King Cove with the ball. And shot up, no good, but a rebound. That's going to be Gould getting the rebound, but she's out of bounds when she does it. So it will be Cardinal basketball. Full court pressure. Rookies looking to get some steals. Ball comes in. There it's funneled into a trap, but they get Kenai gets the ball up ahead and get away with the travel there. But there's going to be a two-point shot, an 18-footer for the Cardinals. That's going to be well short, and it just goes straight out of bounds, so it'll be rookie basketball. Newman brings up the right side. Now she reverses her dribble, hands it off to Yachmaneff. And now Kuzakin gets the ball to center circle, tells the team spread out, tries to get things set up. A little miscommunication there. And the Cardinals come away with the basketball and 2 points for number 24, Kelsey Booth, and it's 18-12, a six-point advantage for the rookies. We're under 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. We've got a foul on Peyton Kuzakin. Her second foul. It was away from the ball. It looked like she and one of the Cardinals just got tangled up there. Actually, that's the third foul they're saying on Kuzakin. So that would be a bad thing for Peyton to get in foul trouble here. It looked like one of those fouls that really wasn't her fault. They just got tangled up and she was in the wrong position. There's going to be a traveling violation on the Cardinals as Kylie Morse, she saw an opening and did the right thing trying to drive through it. She just forgot that you have to start dribbling before you take that many steps. 18-12, still a six-point lead for the rookies. 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. Kuzakin gets things settled down, takes it down the left side. She's guarded closely. Brings it back out up top, hands it off to Newman, gets away for a second, but she chases it down. And now ball stolen away, and it's Kylie Morse takes it down, lays it in with the left hand. 2 points, and we're down to 4:10 remaining in the third quarter. A four-point advantage for the rookies. We have a timeout on the floor as Coach Barker wants to talk it over with the girls. So after scoring just a total of 6 points in the third quarter, and when I say a total, I mean combined points for both teams was 6 points in the second quarter. We look at the third quarter, and we've already had 10 points less than halfway through the quarter. 6 points scored by the rookies and four by the Cardinals. A four-point lead at the end of one quarter. It was 8-8, then 12-10 at the halftime. Now 18-14 is your score as the rookies have the four-point advantage. It is King Cove's basketball as we come back from the timeout. And Newman has the ball. She'll advance it up across half court, gets it back over to Rachel, and then it ends up in the hands of Kuzakin. She takes it down left side, shot up, won't go. She forced that one just a little bit. Cardinals come away with it. Over to the right wing, into the right corner. Ball gets loose, but the Cardinals chase it down. Now it's over at the left wing. Pass inside, and a shot up won't go. Rebound inside, though, for the Cardinals, and a putback won't go. That was J.C. Ross, number 32, with a nice rebound for the Cardinals. And this time, though, the rookies will come away with it. Kuzakin to advance the ball. Loses the handle for a second, but picks it up. Gives it off to Newman. Cardinals doing a nice job playing tight man-to-man defense. Shot up by Newman won't go. And the Cardinals come away with this one. 3:10 remaining in the third quarter. 18-14 still your score. Cardinals on the attack at the left wing. Now back up on top and over to the right wing. No, ball stolen away by Kuzikin. She'll slow it up. Wait for her team. Kuzikin definitely plays in control. There's a shot from about 12 feet, and she's going to put that one in. So Kuzikin picks up two more. She's got 13 points out of 20 in this game. And now the Cardinals will bring the ball down. On the left wing, now into the paint, shot up. No, it's short. That was Addison Matchin getting the ball inside. Shot won't go, though, and the rookies come away with it. Kuzikin advances the ball. Takes it down the right side, cross under. Now she'll pull up at the left block and shoot it in for two. So Kuzikin scores again. She's got 6 points here in the third quarter. She had six in the first quarter, and she's got 15 points in the ball game. 22-14, an 8-point lead for King Cove. Cardinals lose the ball for second. Now they lose it for good as Yachmanov gets in there and steals the basketball. Quickly down the other way, Kuzikin misses the layup, and we're going to have a foul on a rebound. That's going to be on Peyton Kuzikin. That's four fouls. Danger, four fouls on the leading scorer for the rookies. Cardinal basketball, a minute 45 remaining in this third quarter. Taking it across the baseline and then having it stolen away. Ball gets into the hands of Peyton. Now up ahead to Gould. Back out. And Kuzikin will slow things down. She takes it down the right side. Gets to the block. Shot up. Oh, misses that one. And Yachmanov controls the rebound. Now a 17-footer won't go for Newman. She gets her own rebound, tries a cross-under layup. It doesn't go either. And ball stolen away by the rookies. And now a foul on the Cardinals. The referee called it on number 21, but there is no 21, White. I'm wondering if maybe that's not how Peyton Kuzikin picked up an extra foul, as they called a foul on number 21 at one point. There's a shot from Newman and 2 points. Actually, I think it was from Newman as I looked away for a second. And when I looked back, it looked like Newman was shooting. Cardinals on the attack. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Going to be a foul on the rebound. That foul's going to be on J.C. Ross, her first. Fourth team foul on the Cardinals here in the second half. 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's a 10-point lead for the rookies, the largest lead of the game. Yachmanov gets a shot off from about 12 feet. It won't go, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by King Cove. 33 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 24-14, a 10-point lead for the rookies. Advancing the ball for the Cardinals is Kelsey Booth. Gets it to the left wing. And they recenter the ball. That was Coghill with the ball. Now back over to Booth. Her shot won't go. Rebound last touched by the Cardinals before it went out of bounds. And King Cove will advance the ball against full court pressure. Almost stolen away. Oh, there's going to be a turnover. There's a little contact, and Peyton Kuzikin had to chase the ball out of bounds to catch up to it. So with 15 seconds remaining, Cardinals will have a possession here. Ball comes in to Coghill, and she goes down. We're going to have a timeout on the floor as the Cardinals want to save the possession there, as their players were getting trapped and just about to turn the ball over. We've got 9 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The rookies with 24 points, the Cardinals with 14. Coach trying to draw up a play here, maybe get 2 points here at the end of the quarter. The Cardinals did end the first quarter with a buzzer-beating 3-point shot to tie the quarter up at 8 apiece. So they're, well, they can't tie it this time, but they can maybe cut into this lead a little bit. And, of course, the rookies are saying, no, we don't want them to have this to make any last-minute shots here, last-second shots. Ball comes in, is stolen away. Yachmanev comes up with it. She'll hold on to it. Goes to Kuzikin. Down to 3 seconds. See if they can get a shot off. Nope, not going to be a last-second shot. That's going to be the end of three quarters of play. It's a 10-point lead for the rookies. 24-14. So the rookies double their score in one quarter, having 12 points at the half, now 24 points at the end of three quarters of play. So far it is looking good. One thing that King Cove has to watch out for is Peyton Kuzikin with 4 fouls. When you have your player who has scored 15 of 24 points, you certainly don't want her fouling out anytime soon. And we've got 8 minutes of basketball left here. Cardinals having a tough time again scoring in this third quarter as they pick up 4 points, and those points happened fairly early in the quarter. Cardinals with just 2 points in the second quarter and now 4 in the third, while King Cove manages to pick up a dozen in the third quarter. It'll be Cardinal basketball as we start the fourth quarter of play. Definitely a difference in play maturity watching these two teams. You can just see that the King Cove team is a little more disciplined. They're a little more mature in their play, while the Kenai team is working hard, but a lot of freshmen and sophomores on this squad, so it's just a different level of maturity. King Cove brings it down. Kuzikin looks at a shot, can't get it off, now gives it to Newman. She'll get a shot off. No good. She gets her own rebound, gets it inside, shot up, no good. Gould with the rebound. And Newman ends up back with the ball. And now back up top, and Kuzikin will take it down into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound for Addison Matchin. And the Cardinals come away with it. And Cardinals get away with the travel there, but still have the basketball. 7 minutes remaining in this ball game. You're listening to high school basketball on KSDP. There's a steal as Newman takes it away, gives it over to Kuzikin. Shot up, no good. And outlet pass is stolen away by Yachmanev. Kuzikin will back it out to the center circle, get things set up. She takes it down the left side, gets by the defense, and shoots it up for two. Nice screen underneath as she gets a nice screen from, I think that was Cameron Samuelson in there, and Kuzikin pulls the first 2 points of the fourth quarter. It's a 12-point lead now for the rookies. An errant pass for the Cardinals, and it will go back over to King Cove as the Cardinals send in some substitutions. Number 11, Patricia Katakutin, and number 32, I believe, was just coming back in, J.C. Ross. Kuzikin quickly down court. Now she'll pass it off. And Gould ends up with the ball. It's tied up, though. We're going to have a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it will remain with King Cove. So Yachmanev looks for the inbounds pass. We have a substitution coming in for the Cardinals, number 44, Darby Milburn, and she comes in for J.C. Ross. King Cove brings the ball in. Yachmanev takes it down the right side. That's from just outside the block. Her shot doesn't go. And now it's Booth bringing the ball up the court for the Cardinals. Pass gets away from the Cardinals and going to have an over and back violation. And another turnover brings the ball back to King Cove. It'll be King Kong ball on their own side of the court over at the hash left of the free throw line. King Cove. Kuzikin brings it down the right side. And now back to Kuzikin on the right wing. She gets inside, about a 10-foot shot, and picks up two more points. She's got 15 points here. I'm sorry, 17 points in the ballgame. King Cove has outscored their score from last night. They scored just 26 points in the game last night, and they've got 28 points here. And a two-point shot there for Kelsey Booth. And it's still a 12-point lead for the rookies. 5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. 28-16 is your score. Shot up by Gould won't go. And rebound by the Cardinals, but they're stolen away by Achmaneff. A three-point attempt by Newman. She'll be at the line shooting three free throws. That foul will go against Maddie George, her first. The fifth team foul on the Cardinals in this second half, and at the line shooting three will be Chanel Newman. 4:47 remaining in the ballgame. First free throw up, and that's not going to go in. It came off the glass, hit the inside of the rim, and then rolled out. But we've got two more free throws coming up. Second shot is up and good. That one was nothing but net. So Chanel Newman now has 5 points in the game. That third free throw up. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Gould. And she passes it up to Kuzikin. That's going to be a foul as Kuzikin. No, that's just going to be the sixth foul for the Cardinals. And that foul was on number 11, Patricia Katakutin. Her second. King Cove. Inbounds the ball. It's stolen away, and coming away with it is Kelsey Booth. She's out in the lead. Layup is up, but no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Cardinals. Shot up, no good. Rebound again controlled by the Cardinals. There's one from the free throw line, no good. Rebound by the smallest person on the court. Her putback won't go. Now we're going to be tied up and have a jump ball. And it looks like Patricia Katakutin hit her head on the floor there as she fell down. And referee's checking just to make sure she's okay with our heightened awareness about head injuries and possible concussions. And it looks like she's fine. Coach is going to send a substitution in. That will be Kylie Morse going in. Just want to protect the player. She smacked her head on the floor there. And coach just making sure that she can see straight and all that stuff. Got to watch out for those head injuries. It is Cardinal basketball on the alternating possession. 4:20 remaining in the ballgame. Ball comes in. No, Booth can't control that pass, and it's out of bounds. So King Cove will regain possession. Kuzikin with the basketball. Now she gives it off to Gould on the left side, back up top to Newman. She fires it inside to Samuelson, makes a move, gets a little closer to the basket, tries to get it to Gould. It's pulling away, though, and coming away with the basketball is Kylie Morse. She gets to the other end, and she'll be fouled. She'll be shooting two. And let's see who picked up that foul. And that's going to be Rachel Yachmaneff picking up her second foul. Only the third team foul on the King Cove girls here in the second half. At the line, shooting two is Kylie Morse. 3:58 remaining in the ballgame. And Kylie kind of had the ball fall off her hand as she shot that one. Missed the rim by a couple feet. Coach Felkley, who's roughing the varsity boys coach for the Cardinals, giving her a little bit of grief as he hands the ball. He's reffing the game today. And the second shot also falls short. 3:58 remaining in the ballgame. 29-16, a 13-point advantage for King Cove. Yachmaneff brings it up court. Ball is knocked loose and stolen away, and coming away with it is Moore. She takes it down. She fires that one hard at the backboard. Rebound, though, Cardinals. Shot attempt now from Darby Milburn won't go, and Gould comes away with it to Newman. Newman tries to get the ball down. Oh, she gets it back after her pass is stopped. Newman with an 18-footer. It doesn't go. And now Kelsey Booth will advance the ball for the Cardinals. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. A 13-point lead for the Rookies. Shot attempt won't go for the Cardinals. Rebound, Yachmaneff. She'll dribble it up the left side. Keeps her dribble. Reverses towards the middle. And now another steal for Morse, Kylie Morse. And oh, she still can't make the layup. She's getting good steals, getting good looks at the basket. Following this time, though, is Kelsey Booth, and she'll pick up 2 points on the rebound. And it's an 11-point lead for the Rookies, 29-18, 2:45 remaining in this ballgame. Kuzikin setting things up. She still has the dribble. There she picks it up. She was closely guarded. It was time to pick up that dribble. To Newman, she takes it down the right side. Closely guarded, can't get anything off. Now inside Yachmaneff. And shot up, no good. Rebound for Darby Milburn. And she gives it off to Booth. Now down the court, it's a long shot for Holmes. It won't go. Rebound, though, Booth. And she'll have it taken out of her hands. It rolls out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by the Cardinals. So that'll be King Cove basketball. 2:11 remaining in the ballgame. 29 for the Rookies, 18 for the Cardinals. Kuzikin gets it up court, gets it off to Yachmaneff. A three-point attempt up and in for Chanel Newman. Didn't see that one coming as she was pretty closely guarded, but she just fired a quick release shot, took it off the glass, and made the three. Down the other end, shot for the Cardinals won't go, but a rebound controlled by the Cardinals. Now a shot from the right side won't go, and Newman comes away with the rebound. She's going to be fouled. She'll be headed to the line to shoot two. That'll be Chanel Newman shooting two. And the foul given to Kylie Morse, her second. 17 fouls, so King Cove will be shooting the bonus on any fouls from now on out, or in this case, shooting two. And that first one, no good. So Chanel Newman just 1 for 4 from the free throw line now as she shot 3 in a row earlier. She'll get a chance to shoot this second one, though. Having a good second half here. Chanel has 8 points in the second half. Her second free throw's up, also no good. Ball gets loose and chased down by Kylie Morse. Morse might have a tough time getting her shot to fall, but she is fast. She's getting out in that passing lane, stealing the ball, and when she takes off at the dribble, it's hard for people to keep up with her. Shot up by the Cardinals, bounces out of bounds before it can be rebounded. King Cove comes up with it. Kuzikin gets it ahead to Samuelson. Samuelson picks up 2 points with a nice assist from Peyton. Minute 15 remaining in this ball game. 34-18, a 16-point advantage for the Rookies. They might call themselves the Rookies, but they don't seem to be playing like rookies. They've been playing basketball for a while, and you can tell they've been playing together. The Cardinals shot up. Rebound for Samuelson. And they'll get it off to Kuzikin. Up court, Newman fires another three. That one's not going to get in there, but Samuelson with the rebound. She's going to put it in and a chance to convert an old-fashioned three-point play. So Samuelson will get the 2 points and a free throw. And that foul is against Kylie Morse, her third, 8th team foul. Samuelson to shoot one. There, the referee gives her the ball. It's up, and that one's off the mark and rebounded by the Cardinals. Ball gets loose, and it's controlled by Yatsmaneff. She'll kick it out to Kuzikin. 30 seconds remaining in the ball game. Kuzikin takes it to the right side, loses the handle. Now she'll get it inside to Rachel Yatsmaneff. And now Gould will get the shot off. No good, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by the Cardinals. So the rookies will have the ball under their own. Yeah, the referee made a little mistake there. I wondered about that. He called it off the Cardinals, but actually pointed in the direction of King Cove, but then he realized, no, that really wasn't the right way. King Cove touched that last. Cardinals with 9 seconds remaining. See if they can get a shot off at this buzzer. That's stolen away, and Newman comes away. Now it's stolen back, and that is going to be the end of our ball game. Our final score, 36 for the King Cove rookies and 18 for the Kenai Cardinals. Let's just do a real quick wrap-up here of how people did. Let's look at the Cardinals first. We had 2 points for Abby Tuttle, 5 points for Kylie Morse, 6 points for Kelsey Booth, all happening in the second half, 3 points for Corey Holmes, and 2 points for Darby Milburn. So just not getting the ball in the basket. Just the best scoring quarter for the Cardinals was the first quarter with 8 points, 2 in the second quarter, 4 in the third quarter, and 4 in the fourth quarter. So that's good defense by King Cove. Now look over at the King Cove side of the book, and we've got 1 point for McKenna Gould. We look down at Chanel Newman, and she had all her points in the second half, and she picks up 8 points for the ball game. Then Peyton Kuzikin picks up 19 points and the high score for the game for either team. 6 points for Cameron Samuelson and 2 points for Rachel Yatsmaneff. So it's been a fun basketball game. Appreciate the opportunity to bring you the action here from Kenai High School, and appreciate the sponsors of this programming, Peninsula Airways, Telalaska, and Schumigan Corporation. Thank you for sponsoring Rookie Basketball on KSDP.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rich. Great job. That was a really fun game to listen to.